Hello, welcome to the Friday, September 18th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. Ever wonder what it takes to become a penetration tester? Adrian published a little profile of the day in the life of a pen tester. So if you're interested in that, take a look and see what he has to say about the job of a pen tester. Adrian, of course, well, spends a lot of time pen testing networks. And the open source web-based bug tracking system Bugzilla fixed an interesting vulnerability that I've actually seen a couple times before. The problem here is that MySQL may silently truncate strings that are inserted into the database. Now, in this particular case, this string was the email address of the account owner, and with that, it's possible to essentially then sneak in an email address into the account that matches, after it's being truncated, the email address, for example, of an administrator, and with this, privilege escalation can occur. This could in turn be used to, for example, gain access to private bugs maintained within the Bugzilla system. A lot of open source software does use Bugzilla, and private bugs in that case usually means security vulnerabilities. Open source usually doesn't mind if you learn about their other bugs because they hope that you will help fix them, but security vulnerabilities are usually only visible to a few developers that are actually working on these vulnerabilities. But with this vulnerability in Bugzilla, it can then be exposed. This vulnerability apparently goes back to Bugzilla 2.0. Current versions are 5.0 or 4.49 or 4.214. Over the last few years, we had a lot of papers and a lot of research about side channel attacks against cryptographic algorithms in cloud-based systems. For example, if you host a virtual system on particular hardware, things like processor caches and such are shared among different systems. And by, for example, figuring out how fast an operation runs, you can detect what other data happened to be in the processor cache before your operation ran. And then, of course, you can deduct what values were stored by the other virtual machine in the CPU. Now, how feasible these attacks were in a real public cloud was always somewhat questionable. There's new research now where researchers actually did conduct these experiments in Amazon's public cloud. Now, they found that some of the mechanisms described no longer work, in particular if they went back to mechanisms, for example, that were discussed in 2009. The cryptographic libraries are now somewhat hardened, and also virtual machine implementations are hardened to no longer allow some of these attacks. However, they were successful in the end to recover a 2048-bit RSA key that was used in one virtual machine from another virtual machine hosted on the same hardware. Overall, this suggests that these attacks are certainly feasible in real-world attacks. Now, in order to limit the impact on Amazon's cloud and also to not steal anybody else's RSA key, these researchers were somewhat careful to run their experiment only knowing if both of their virtual machines were on the same host, and also they ran them off hours when the virtual host was not very busy to limit the impact of their work on other virtual machines running on the same system. But just the fact that you have to take these precautions certainly means that there is an impact and there is some crosstalk between virtual machines. And being in Vegas all week, it's only appropriate that I close this podcast with a story about malware that cheats at poker. Apparently, this Windows malware was found mostly in Eastern Europe, and ESET is reporting that the malware took essentially a screenshot of the opponent's screen, with that revealing the opponent's hand at poker. So whoever ran the malware and then received that data about the opponents was able to place an appropriate bet. The malware spreads via Facebook and also steals Facebook credentials. It appears to be mostly after Zynga poker players, so poker players that use Facebook. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.